can every day, you're going to achieve it. Now, I don't know how many people that day, you know, wrote something on a card, but I would say most of them were actually writing something out. But I think it had a profound impact on me to the point that I wrote down that I was going to be doing what Proctor was doing. And even more importantly, that I was going to be doing it with him. Now, I'm sure that I talked to him on a number of occasions that particular day, but I was just like anyone else sitting in the audience. He probably heard that story from a number of people or related goals, something of that nature. But I knew that I was going to. I didn't know how. So wherever he was running a program, because I identified so much with the way that he explained it, there were so many people talking about how to in their seminars, and I was exposed to that. I was in training courses with respect to the product that I was selling at that time. But he was getting to a point where it was kind of like all of a sudden you could see that you could do it, even though, you know, there was no special methodical method to doing it. So when I walked out of there that day with a 3x5 card with something written on it to the effect that I was going to be doing this program like he was doing it and with him, I was wondering what would happen if I had told a lot of people that. Well, I didn't bother telling anybody, but I kept going back to every seminar that was being conducted, no matter where it was, if it was in Chicago, in Toronto, if it was in London, if it was in Kingston or Montreal. That's where I would end up. And I think that, you know, the fact that I was available so much and in every seminar, that Proctor began to wonder, who is this guy? And before long, he started calling me, and we started to develop a pretty good relationship, pretty good friendship. The rest of that is history, of course. I've worked with every major company, people from every walk of life, from professional hockey teams, professional baseball teams, many major corporations, and have not regretted one day of it, as tough as it's been.
So let's give John a real warm welcome as he comes on and leads you through that.
You know, any time I start a seminar like this, I always like to start with the balls. And one of the reasons that I use this is because it had such a dramatic impact on my own life. And I knew that this worked in a physical sense as I just took a look and stared at it, but I wasn't quite sure how it worked in every other sense. And I know many people that when they get an understanding of how this works, that if you put a little bit into life, you're only going to get a little bit out of life. In other words, if you want to spend a lot of time complaining about what's wrong in life, that's just about the only thing you're ever going to find in your life. I like to put it another way. If you want to look at the scientific side of things, they'll say that for every action, there is an equal reaction in the opposite direction. If you want to go over to the other side to see what the theologian has to say or the philosophers, they'll tell you exactly the same thing. They'll say that as ye sow, so shall ye reap. And then there's a way that I kind of like to use it. And it works this way. That the only thing that can flow into your life or mine, whether it be in a financial sense, whether it be in your personal life, whether it be in your family life, one thing is for certain. That the only thing that can flow into your life is based on what's flowing out of your life. I know that any time that I have this sitting at home, and some of my son's buddies will come by, he'll always take them over. They'll say, what's this? And he'll take it and he'll say, well, you see, what this means, if you put a little bit in, you get a little bit out. But if you put a whole lot in, you get a whole lot out. That's just the way it works. Now, you see, we can make what is called a conscious choice here today on what we're going to take out of this program. If you wanted to spend a little bit of time trying to find out why this program won't work, I guarantee you, you're going to find it. But there's only one reason you can ever find something wrong with anything. And that's because there must be something right with it. You see, you can't have one without the other. I mean, how would you know a good paycheck if you didn't know a bad paycheck? I mean, you can't have a hot without a cold. You can't have an up without a down, an in without an out. I mean, all the books we use here, if you look at the book Bob was using, Think and Grow Rich, it has an inside and an outside. It has back, has front. And you know, most interesting thing that I found about that is not too long ago, I was doing a seminar out in Calgary, and I was at a place called the Port-a-Call Inn.